Today's daf was Brachos Daf Ches. At the very bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara had quoted the final statement of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai in the following context. The Gemara was discussing a story, a conversation that took place between Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Nachman, where Rabbi Yitzchak noticed that Rabbi Nachman hadn't come to shul, and he asked him, "Why didn't you come?" He said, "Well, I wasn't able to." Okay, so the second best possibility, why didn't you get a minyan together in your house? Too difficult. So he said, "Okay, at least you should have had someone tell you when the tzibur is davening, because after all, Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai that it's best to daven at the same time that the tzibur is davening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not moes b'tfilas and shel rabim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always accepts the tefillah of the rabim, and you can connect to the tefillah of the rabim even if you just daven at the same time that the minyan is davening." The Gemara then goes on to tell us how important davening with a minyan is, that when one davens with a minyan along with engaging in Torah and Gemilas Chasadim, it's considered as if he has been poda Hashem and Bnei Yisrael, and not davening with a minyan causes galus for Klal Yisrael. Person who doesn't go into a shul is considered a bad neighbor, a shachin ra. So it's always positive to connect yourself to the local shul, to the local minyan, and it's a very bad thing to disconnect oneself from a minyan or from a shul. The Gemara then goes on to tell us that spending time in shul gives a person long life. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan was told that there were old people in Bavel and he couldn't believe it, because the pasuk says the man yirbu yimechem al ha'adama. It's only in Eretz Yisrael. But once he heard that they spend a lot of time in shul, he said, "Oh, that's where their arichus yamim comes from. That makes sense that they have long life." The Gemara then goes on to discuss when the pasuk tells us al zos yispal el kol chasid elecha la'is mitzo. What is la'is mitzo that everyone should be davening for? Five different opinions. Number one, la'is mitzo is a reference to isha, to daven for a wife. Number two, Torah. Number three, kvura, that even up until the last clod of earth is thrown upon a person's grave, you show his daven for a peaceful burial. Number four, misa, because there are different types of misa. Some are much more pleasant and smooth than others, and a person should daven for a proper misa. And the fifth possibility, well, leis mitzo means beis hakise, that he should daven to have a beis hakise nearby. And the Gemara says, the Gemara has a comment that they used to say in Eretz Yisrael that Marzutra's idea that beis hakise is the ultimate thing to daven for is adifa mikulu, that's the best of all of the different pshatim. Then the Gemara quotes the drasha of Rav Chista, where it said the pasuk says Oiv Hashem Shari Tzion Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov, so he darshins that Hashem loves the Sharim Tzion Ba'alacha more than Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos, and that leads into the first of three statements made by Rav Chia Bar Ami. Rav Chia Bar Ami says that Hashem, once the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, Ein Lo LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'alamo Ela Arba Amos Shel Alacha Bulvad, that the greatest concentration of the presence of the Shechina is where people sit and learn, and that's what led several Amoraim, Abaye, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, to change their own personal minhag from davening in a shul to davening in the place that they learned. That they held that davening in the place where they learned, that's the place where there's the greatest Hashras Hashchina. Rabbi Chia Bar Ami then has another statement in the name of Ula, that Gadol Anena Miyagiyo Kapo Yoser Miyirei Shemayim, that it's greater for a person to work for a living more than to have Yira Shemayim. So that's, again, difficult statement, but that's what he says. Third statement of Chia Bar Ami in the name of Ula is that a person should always try to live near where his Rebbe lives, because we said that that's only true if one is going to be kafuf to his Rebbe. If a person is not going to listen to his Rebbe anyway, then it's better to stay far away from wherever one's Rebbe lives. The Gemara then tells us not to leave a Sefer Torah. When the Sefer Torah is being read from, a person should not leave the room. If a person has to leave, they should go only ben gavra le gavra. The Gemara raises the shaila, what about being psuka le psuka, to go while the metargim is being metargim the pasuk? Gemara says, teku, we're not sure about that. But then, very strangely, it tells us that Rav Sheshes had anada, that he would sit and learn as they were reading from the Torah. He would turn his face away and learn and say, they're doing their thing, I'm doing my thing. And for some reason, that was okay for him to do that. Then the Gemara tells us the very well-known and important halacha, that a person has to read Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum, that a person has to be Mashlim Parshiyosav Im Hatzibur, Afilu Ataros V'divo, and even words that have no targum. And in that context, the Gemara says a person shouldn't do it all in advance, nor try to catch up later. You should do it im atzibur, together with the tzibur. One of the Amorayim wanted to do it all in Erev Yom Kippur. That's inappropriate, but in that context, the Gemara mentions, what is Erev Yom Kippur really for? Erev Yom Kippur is for eating, just like it says, v'nisa mesnaf shosecha b'tish ala chodesh v'erev. But of course, we don't fast on the ninth day, we fast on the tenth day. Someone who eats on the ninth is as if he fasted on the ninth and the tenth day. The Gemara then tells us three bits of advice that Rabbi Shua ben Levi gave to his children, the first of which is connected to our previous conversation, and that's how it made it into this Gemara, that they should always do Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. Second thing he suggested is to cut the varidin, to cut the extra blood capillaries when they're shechting a bird. And third is that they should be careful of the kavod of a zakein who forgot his learning, because after all, even the Shivrei Luchos are munachos ba'aron, so you should be mechabe to Talmud Chacham even if he forgot his learning, as long as it's not his fault that he forgot his learning, as long as it was an ones. Once we're talking about things that great people told their children before their patira, the Gemara tells us three bits of advice Rava gave his children. Number one, not to cut meat on the back of their hands, lest they cut their hands and they either cause themselves a sakana or ruin all the food. Number two, not to sit on a mitas aramis, which the Gemara itself isn't sure, three possibilities of what that means. Either it means not to go to sleep without Kriya Shema, not to marry a Gioras because they were Kohanim, or maybe it just means not to sit on the bed of an Aramis because of a terrible Maisa that happened with Rav Papa. And then the third bit of advice that Rava gave was Al Tavra Chori Beis HaKnesses, you shouldn't pass behind the shul when the tzibur is being mispalled, because it looks like you're not interested in what's going on in the shul if you pass right by the shul. But obviously there are several exceptions. If there's another door that you might go into, if it's very evident that you're busy because you're carrying a heavy bundle or because you're running, or if it's evident that you're not looking to run away from the shul because you're wearing tefillin, so then you're allowed to pass by a shul even when they're in the middle of davening. Then the Gemara tells us various things that we can learn from other nations. From the Madiyim, we learn that they would cut meat on the table as opposed to on their hand. They would kiss only on the hands, and they would meet people when they had to be sholeitza, and it had to be done in private. They would meet people out in the fields, and that's a Jewish value as well. We find Yaakov Avinu did that when he had to discuss leaving Laban's house with Rachel and Leah. And there's what to learn from the Parsiim as well. We can learn tznius from the Parsiim. Specifically, they are tznua in the way that they eat, in the way that they go to the bathroom, as well as davar acher, which Rashi says refers to tashma shamita. And then the final point, the Gemara finally goes back to the halachic discussion that we have in the Mishnah about when a person is supposed to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. And the Gemara says, if a person can possibly be yotzei Kriya Shema Shel Shachris when it's technically night, because some people are getting up, or a person can technically be yotzei Kriya Shema Shel Arvis when it's technically morning after Alos HaShachar, before Netzachama, because some people are still sleeping. Because Kriya Shema is Tali and Zman Shchiv and Zman Kima, it's not Tali on what's technically day and technically night. That's Daf Ches, and Mirtz Hashem will continue tomorrow with Daf Tes. Not if